Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you've had a great week and are excited for Friday. Our streak of beautiful weather looks like it'll end today with a bunch of rain that'll bring back the cold weather. But that's okay. We make a big deal out of gratitude on this podcast, and I can't be anything but grateful for the week we've had. It was a reminder that the seasons change. Spring is on its way, and it won't be cold forever. And that, in a lot of ways, is what the season of Lent and ultimately Easter are about. Lent invites us to reflect on the ways we miss the mark now. And Easter reminds us that Jesus has already begun setting things right. And one day, when he finishes the job, we'll finally be able to hit the target, living fully the kind of life God wants us to live. Between now and then, we'll have moments when we come closer to the mark, when we really do love and serve others as God calls us to. And that's like this week, when the beauty of what's coming breaks into the present. Our theme has been the power and importance of being together. In yesterday's prayer, we asked God to keep our eyes open for those who feel disconnected or alone. Well, the Bible paints a picture of Jesus doing that for all of us. Through the mistakes we've made and the ways we have and continue to miss the mark, we can lose sight of how important our connection to God really is. But because of what Jesus did for us on Easter weekend, our connection can be strengthened with both God and other people. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible tells us that we're no longer strangers, but members of God's family. Some very talented friends of mine wrote a song based on this verse called Children of God. Let me play a little bit of it for you. I love that last line. Through Jesus, our Savior, we're one with our neighbor. I'll put a link to it in the show notes if you'd like to listen to it this weekend. Okay, let's wrap up the week with some reflection questions. If you feel like you've got time to tackle them now, that's great. If later would work better, feel free to pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Our first question is, did you have any moments this week when you felt connected to someone else or a group of people? How did it make you feel? Once you have your moment in mind, go ahead and share it with your family. For me, I think it was definitely Wednesday afternoon at the library playground. I was able to catch up with some friends that I haven't seen much lately. I got to see so many neighbors enjoying each other's company, and of course, I got to see a young man who appeared to be feeling lonely find a new friend thanks to a crashed drone. It made me grateful to be a part of this Grace Harbor community. Our second question relates to what we talked about on Wednesday with all the different groups of animals. Remember the mob of meerkats? That's not our question. Our question is, why do you think God made community and connection such a big deal when God designed the world, animals, and us humans? When you're ready, let each other know what you're thinking. I think there are lots of reasons why God made community and connection such a big deal. But the one that popped in my head first is that connection is ultimately based on love. And the Bible tells us that God is love. So God makes a big deal out of the things that best reflect God's character. Our last question for the week is, are there any new connections you'd like to make or old connections you'd like to make stronger? Maybe there's someone new at school or work that you'd like to get to know. Or perhaps you have friends that you haven't seen much recently and you'd like to reconnect. Once you have your answer, you can share it now. For me, at the playground on Wednesday, I realized that my kids often see their friends at school, but the last time I'd connected with some of their parents was on the snow day in mid-January when the weather forced everyone to take the day off. It's been a busy stretch, but I'd like to set an intention to make time for this kind of thing more often. Okay, let's close out this week with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that we're not strangers, but members of your family. We are all God's children. May we keep our connection to you and each other on our hearts and in our minds so we can look for ways to join you in strengthening these bonds. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week when, on Friday, we get to celebrate episode 100.